important for us to realize today. We don't have power. We don't have the ability. How many of us say it ourselves? None of us. We all say it through the blood of Jesus. So Jesus saved us all. I heard someone quote it earlier. He said, so God so loved the world that he gave it along with God's Son. The whosoever believes in him should not perish, but that they should have everlasting life. God died for you to have life. Amen. And he said, not just regular, he said he's going to give us abundance. But we're not going to take the revelation though. Amen. Do we begin again to commit ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with any, thank you, Lord, but with the spirit of love. I love thank you. It's not with me, but it's with the spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we to where I used to be. third chapter of 2 Corinthians. And our message is going to come from the following verse. Paul said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of, you know what Paul is saying? He said, it's not with the man that walketh to help himself. Which is what Jeremiah said. Our abilities, whatever we do, whether you're preaching, teaching, singing, or being used of God, is not by what you have. But Paul said, our abilities, my competency, is not in me. But he said, but our sufficiency is of God. So our message today is our sufficiency must be of God. Now, sufficiency can come in many different areas in our lives. Sufficiency can mean sure all your needs are met. Sufficiency can mean that I don't lack anything. Paul said, I've learned how to be a base. I've learned how to abound. He said, I've learned through all of this that I must learn to be content.
Work on two, the same switch on two different walls. I said,
who's trying to destroy you. House of 40 degrees. How long the house is the center of the story? That's not a real love. We can tell people. I don't even know what to do. But the Lord bless me to fix him. Is it still working?
We've been so programmed. Thank you.
a blessing will come to God. Because if my blessing comes to you, that means I'm trusting in you. And I'm not going, oh Lord, trust me, God. So, when I go for God, I'm going to talk a while ago. This is Tuesday. I went to God when Hannaford first opened up. They had the Hannaford warehouse down and going down toward the nation. So, I went into the job, and that's when, what do you plan on doing in the job? I said, I'm planning on working down there, but they can do a job. Like, if they need to call up, come in for an interview. And then 2 weeks later, they say, come in, you got the job. But but what I'm saying is, I'm not going there and say, well, sir, he is God. You know where he is. Who is my combination? What is the man of? By the time you finish your office, you don't have confidence in yourself. I'm not going to give you a job. You don't have no confidence. He said, you said what? He said, you heard it the first time. I'm going to take your job. You're going to be working for me. But you know why? Because my confidence is not in me. What I do is not in me. So when you go to God, you're supposed to walk in that God with confidence. Why? Because he went in, Jesus went in before you.
You make should be some type of whatever. 7:41. Let me read this for you. Psalm 7.
Take the living off.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, we have good days, we have bad days, but how many of us won't complain?
Yes.
Because God has still been good to me. And everything that the doctor tries to put on a disease is a disease.
Sometimes it's a disease. So you got to clean up the inside, and then the outside is clean. Now this is what we do if we don't trust God. This is what we do when, you know, some people say, I can't afford to pay my tithes. You don't trust God. You don't trust God. Because God said, if you pay your tithes, I open the window of heaven and pour God a blessing that you don't have on your machine. And he said, if you don't pay your tithes, I'll give you just rob it. How many of you rob somebody, you gotta do a what? If he pays. When you steal, they don't see it. But every time you don't pay your tithes, every time you're being tied off and you're running God, why? Because you're being sealed with God. Because he said he's in Israel, minor farmers are sleeping. So every time you're sneaking and hiding, God sees you. He said, so you're not stealing because I see it. So because you were not paying and I can see it, he said, you've got to go to my face, you're wrong. Look at somebody say, take the limits off.